Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome today to Rateloid, a Vocaloid ranking review podcast. Sorry if I sound distracted. I have a very good cat sitting in my lap right now, and it's just delightful, trying to make me not record a podcast. Joining me today in the Miku place of ideas is my favorite void of blankets, Harper. Harper, how you doing today?
That me. I'm soft.
You are soft, and the void.
Soft void.
It's good. It's good. Only good vibes here today.
Yeah, yeah.
We both got coffees. I'm holding a cat.
It's really good.
We've both been doing a bunch of assessment work.
Yeah, so this is a good way to end the day, I think.
Yeah, expect us to just be fully feral today.
Oh, yes.
What could possibly go wrong is the real question here.
I'm going to absolutely lose my balls.
Oh, no. Concerning. Let's start off this week. Harper?
Yes.
What anime have you been watching?
I'm so glad you asked. Okay, so I've been watching this anime. I don't know if you've heard of it. Yeah. I've been watching it with a friend.
Yeah.
It's called Hunter Hunter.
Oh, is that friend me?
Yes.
We were watching Hunter Hunter together.
You were my surprise friend.
Yeah.
Yes, we have been watching Hunter x Hunter.
Hunter x Hunter, yeah. Hunter cross Hunter as well, alternatively.
So I've watched part of it before I started rewatching it with you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bits I've forgotten.
Yeah.
But like, it's so much fun.
Yeah.
And that's like the main thing I've forgotten, how fun it is. Like, it is your typical shonen anime, the most shonen of the animes.
Yeah.
And it's just so much fun. It's just nice to have
a show that's just like pure joy. An episode will happen and you'll be smiling.
Well, see, I think it wouldn't be pure joy unless the main character, Gon, was in it.
He's so likable.
He's literally the happiest thing in that show and just brings it to life.
Yeah.
And, like, it's not without its faults.
Yeah. There's some issues. There was that one transphobic bit, which sucked.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, it's this very good thing of just, like, Gon is such a lovable little boy. He is the most likable protagonist and you want to see him succeed. Like, the issue I had with Naruto, here's some hot takes about Naruto. I don't like Naruto as a character.
I think Naruto is funny, and I don't actually mind it too much. And, like, I kind of like Naruto because he's such a fuck-up, and
yeah,
honestly, big relate.
Yeah, that's valid.
Yeah.
But then also Naruto has the Sasuke issue.
Yeah.
Which I think Hunter Hunter's Sasuke is better. It's two Sasukes.
Oh, yeah, that's two Sasukes.
Killua and Kurapika are both Sasukes.
You're right, and they're both good Sasukes.
Yeah.
Like, I love Killua, and Kurapika is so good.
Kurapika's just delightful.
Like, he's valid in his vengeance. He's like, it's so ridiculous.
So much.
His clan was also moited.
Yeah. By a bunch of evil bastards. Like, okay, so here's the thing for Hunter Hunter for me, right?
Mm.
Which, as I said, it's just a pure joy to watch.
Yeah.
It's nice to have an anime that I don't need to think about.
Oh, it's definitely so that too.
I've been watching Gundam. I don't know if I've mentioned this on the podcast, but I'm doing a thing where I'm watching every Gundam series, movie, OVA, everything in chronological order.
Podcast coming later.
No, there's already that podcast.
Oh, lol,
that's why I'm doing it. check out The Great Gundam Project. It's really good. But basically, I'm up to Double Zeta right now. I've just finished Gundam Zeta. Gundam Zeta is heavy, lots of thought, lots of like just intense things to think about. Also, maybe not the best paced show. Gundam Zeta goes from that into bad comedy.
Mm.
And so it's like, it's nice. I'm making myself watch it, but it's nice to have Hunter Hunter where I'm just like, oh no, I enjoy this wholeheartedly.
That's, yeah, honestly. Yeah.
It's good. Hey, folks, don't get me wrong. I love Gundam. Gundam's great. Gundam has so many problems.
This again brings up my favorite topic, which is we can critique the things we love.
Hey, fucking yeah, we can.
It's like, it's beautiful. And like, I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about Hunter Hunter. Please. Because I do have to bring up the clown fucker.
Yeah, the clown. Yeah, Bishy Clown Boy.
He's so just gross.
He's such a good character.
He's a great character because, like, he's meant to be hated, and I hate him so much.
I do hate Illumi more.
Really? Fair. I hate him too.
Like clown fucker's creepy and bastard. Illumi is a manipulative, abusive asshole.
And then he acts so calm about it. Yep. Oh my God.
Yep.
But also, besides Hunter Hunter, I've been watching Demon Slayer.
How is Demon Slayer?
It's so good.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Good.
It's again another, like, and I hope I'm using the term right, shonen anime.
Yep.
Most shonen of the shonens.
Is by the book.
But it's like, it's a newer one, so it's not, it's still tropey.
Yeah.
But not too tropey.
Yeah.
It mixes things up a little. The animation is just gorgeous. I've probably talked about it previously. It's very good.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those ones where you can see the money.
Yeah.
The cat has now left me. I'm sad.
Rejected.
Goodbye, Nick's. I've only seen good things about it. Just looks pretty.
It's good.
I think that's it for anime catch-up.
What about music?
Music? I'm doing the old usuals. Going through my old folk punk stuff.
We were having an interesting conversation, though, about Neil Cici Guerra.
Oh, yeah. Neil Cicerega.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah. It's a hard one. I think it's Rega. I actually don't know.
That's why I purposely say it back.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm writing an assignment on one of his remix albums. Guys, check out Neil Cicerega, Mouth Sounds.
Okay, no, even more importantly, like, his album slaps. Like, all his albums slap. He was also the dude that did the fucking Ultimate Showdown fight.
Yes, and Harry Potter Puppet Pals.
Wait, he did what now?
He was Puppet Pals as well.
He did Puppet Pals?
He was Puppet Pals.
I'm literally losing my mind. Like, this is like any anime, not anime, any YouTube thing that you experienced as a child.
It was him. His family has had so much influence because he did that. His sister helped make Gravity Falls. Like, it is just, they've had their hands everywhere.
And he still looks like he's like, what, 25?
Oh yeah, he doesn't age.
He doesn't age. He's immortal. He probably feeds off the souls that the internet consumes.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
he's probably like, he's a Vocaloid. He's a digital pop star Vocaloid.
That's a fair point.
That's why all his content comes through the internet, because that's the only way he can connect with people, because he's a hologram that's constantly being projected 100% of the time, but he can't physically interact with anything because he's a hologram.
Yeah, that is an interesting theory.
This is just a pod theory though.
Yeah,
so
that's just a pod theory. Thank you, Matt Pat. Speaking of Vocaloid,
yes.
Shall we get into today's topic, which
Absolutely.
Is reviewing Vocaloids. Now, to recap, we've done three episodes so far.
We have.
Controversial choices were made. I've had someone threaten me for the results of episode two.
That's how you know you're making good content.
Yeah, yeah. Kaito, objectively the best Vocaloid of all time. Sweet Anne, objectively the worst Vocaloid of all time, where she deserves to be.
And so venomous.
Oh, I don't know why I hate her so much.
I can't wait till we get to one that you hate more than Sweet Anne.
Yeah, seriously. And Mako is the bar against which all Vocaloids shall be rated.
She's peak basic. Like, she's just like, if she had a pair of Ugg boots, she'd be basic baseline.
I mean, that's the premise of that episode. Mako's Uggs.
Oh, is this a callback?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we've like referenced previous material.
Fuck yeah.
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 Okay, so today we're reviewing.
Oh God, I have the one. Do I have to be the one to say this?
Okay, yeah. Just a heads up. Not only will we probably pronounce the names wrong, we'll also get them mixed around. We've been trying really hard to learn them. Very sorry, but it's Kagename,
Kagamine, Len, and Rin.
Yes, Len and Rin.
Len and Rin. That's what we're going to stick to for the rest of it. It is Len and it is Rin, not Lin and Ren. It is Len and Rin.
That's right, folks. It's a 2-for-1.
Yeah, so this is an interesting one because it is the first voice pack, I believe, to have been like released as two in the same one.
And I think that's how it was marketed too.
Yeah, it was, we'll get into this, but it was marketed sort of as like their identical counterparts to each other. And it leads to a very interesting thing. Some would say an unfair advantage, but also we're doing them in the same episode because I could not spend 30 minutes just talking about Rin or just talking about Len.
They have to come together.
They've got to come together.
Yeah, like
they're a package deal.
They work well on their own, I think, as well. Like, this is just a little preview. I think they work well on their own and with other Vocaloids separated, but like them together, they're just a wholesome little package. just a crunchy little nugget of voice.
I'm actually going to shout out a song that I haven't chosen to review on this one, but I think people need to check it out. It is by Mikito P, and it is all in Japanese, which makes it very hard to read on my laptop. I believe it's called Loki. I think is what it's called.
Ooh.
So, like, check that out. It is a really good song. It is just Rin by themselves. So, like, go with that. Figure that out. Good luck. I hope you find it.
Solve that Vocaloid puzzle.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's called Loki. Anyway, we can edit that out.
No, we can't.
Oh, fuck. Harper does the voice editing for the podcast. So that means any stupid shit I say, he's leaving in.
Yeah.
Oh, that bastard. Love him. Let's start talking about the look of Len and Rin.
Yes. Okay.
You want to pull up a picture?
Yes. I'm going to pull up a picture now. And viewers, you should all do the same because, like, I love visual aid.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do.
So, like, they have two, like, main designs. Like, their first one, I like. The only thing that, like, okay. I'll say all the positive things first.
Please.
First of all, they work with yellow really well.
Oh, yeah.
Yellow is not easy to do. And, like, so basically these twins are both blonde, and I say that they're twins. And they're, like, I think their ages are 14.
Yeah, 14.
Yeah. And their main characters are white and yellow and black, and it just looks really good. Like, you wouldn't expect it to, but it works out really well.
No, a thing I've got to say for, like, all the early Vocaloid designs is that most of the early Vocaloid designs, is they handle the colors really well.
Yeah,
Mako and the red, like, it was simple, effective, nice. Kaito with his blue and yellow, like, JRPG protagonist look, like, it worked. And they've nailed it again here. Heads up, we have skipped Hatsune Miku because she's too powerful.
Yes. So just in conjunction with these, like, you can see, like, a lot of the inspiration is meant to match up with Miku, like, their arm wavy band thingies, sleeves, I think are meant to be sort of in connection with that. I think Rin's little number, I think Miku has a little number.
Oh,
on
really?
Hey, I'm pretty sure.
So it's like a theme between the Vocaloids.
And I really like that. Oh, but I feel like we should address this just because we haven't yet. Miku is technically not a Vocaloid anymore.
Yeah, no. Okay, so Krypton, I believe is what they're
Krypton,
called.
Krypton, yeah.
Have sort of taken their ball and left the court. Taking some of their characters away from the Vocaloid software. So Miku, Rin and Len. Fuck, I fucked it up that time.
Hey, but you call yourself.
Kaito, Mako, and Luca, I believe, are all moving off the program. Now, we're going to review them all except for Miku. We've established why we're not doing Miku. We can never do Miku.
Yeah.
But we're going to keep reviewing them because they're still part of Vocaloid culture.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's going to be dope.
Anyway, looks.
Looks. Oh, yes.
Because
I'll just be rambling.
Please. So I appreciate the matching colors. Like, the matching bits of yellow, very nice. I like the grays, honestly.
The grays are a good, mid-tone.
Yeah, and in some cases, it's almost like a gradient of gray, which I quite like. A gradient.
Anyway, their official art, like, has a watercolor quality to it, which just is so nice.
It's really aesthetic. It's really cute. It gives them sort of a lovely vibe, you know?
I love it. I
like the little matching details between them, like the heart symbols on the boots, and how the boots match.
I've never even noticed that. Where are the heart symbols?
If you look at...
Which version is it?
The V4. It's one of the more recent ones.
Oh, yeah, they're heart symbols.
Yeah, it's really nice. On top of that, I really like, this is maybe a bit of a stretch, but you know how Rin, you know how
Rin
has a bow?
Yes.
And Len has the little tuft of hair?
No, they definitely match. Yeah. It's definitely meant to be symmetrical in that way.
It's a really beautiful, like, these two characters were designed to be in conjunction. Yeah, complementary. Like, they're meant to match each other. I think it's a really effective way of doing it. I think it looks good.
Yeah.
Now, do you get the items for what these characters use?
Yes, I do. So, these are hilarious to me. So, Rin is a banana.
No, that's Len.
Fuck. Len is a banana. I'm so sorry. Len is a banana. I think it's got something to do with the way, like, that top part of his hair sticks up.
It became a joke in the fandom.
Yeah. So, like, it looks like a banana. Mm. And then Rin's... Is a
road roller.
Is a road roller.
She just becomes Dio.
I was about to say, that's very Dio Brando of her.
Mude, 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 mude. There we go. That's what I wanted. Which is just such a good, like, object for a tiny 14-year-old to wield.
It's fantastic.
I'm glad they did this for us.
If anyone comes near her, she will crush them. I'm so glad.
They probably deserve it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think overall on the clothes, do you have any more points?
Just cute outfits.
Yes, yeah, it's good.
It's just good. My eyes see that and they go, oh, nice.
Hey, folks, just imagine a GIF right now. But hey, folks, it's good character design.
It's good character design.
It just looks nice. I appreciate it. I have no complaints. I think it's positive.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
that's
positive.
That's 2 out of 2.
Boom. Excellent.
Slap a big old tick sign on those.
Woo! Which takes us to personality. So I have a few notes. I don't know how much you've done on personality.
I'll be honest, for most of these things, especially like the popular ones like these, I'll just be pulling from like my reservoir of memories.
Your mind palace.
My mind palace. It's actually more like a mind tunnel.
Your indivisible style mind palace.
My mind cavern.
My mind cavern. Oh, I like that.
My mind cavern. Mm. It's filled with roly-poly bugs and mischievous rodents.
Stalactmines.
Stalagmites?
Like a stalactite.
What's
a
this?
Stalagmite. Like the pillars of stone?
Yeah. I thought you said stalactmine.
Yeah, I try to say mines, but because I have bad pronunciation sometimes.
You don't have bad pronunciation.
I have English pronunciation, so I don't hit consonants.
Rip you.
Rippity dippity. Okay, I got a few notes.
Okay.
Got a few bits of notes. So, Rin, it's apparently quite hyper.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm like 14-year-old girl, makes sense.
Yeah, fair.
The phrase used was aggressive. I think they just sort of meant like very eager, kind of like hyper, like...
Ooh, probably eager.
What's the one I'm looking... Yeah, eager. And then charms with cuteness is the other aspect I got from Rin there.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
14-year-old with a road roller, you're going to have some mayhem, you know? I can see where the aggressiveness comes from.
It's very... I'm sorry, I just thought about like... You know that one image... from the JoJo animes with Dio, and he's in the foreground, and then there's Jotaro in the background.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
But it's Rin and, like, Kaito or something. It's like, oh, you're approaching me?
And Kaito's like, I don't know, I can't sing from over here. I don't know how I've personified Kaito as this just, like...
He's awkward now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's awkward. Well, he
is a pervert, as we know.
We're taking these characters and we're making them, and I'm erasing the pervertedness from
That's not
Kaido.
Canon. Pervert's not canon.
Exactly. Nothing's canon.
That's not canon. Much like our productions.
Ayy.
Check out more podcasts from That's Not Canon Productions.
A little plug it in.
Zane's gonna love me. Uh-huh. The one I got for Len was basically Rin, but slightly more timid.
Yeah, actually, that makes sense. I feel like, out of all of them, Rin's more... out of either of them, Rin's more the outgoing one.
Yeah. Now, the thing I noted from the original release of them is that they were originally intended as twins, but it was never made official.
Yeah.
So then Krypton came out and said that they approve of the many interpretations of their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, let me tell you something. I don't like that.
Well, look... In the eyes of the people who ship these two banana-flavored people together... Mm-hmm. Which is already a lot because they're just 14. They're babby. It makes them feel okay, but also I think they do it regardless.
Yeah, true. I feel if you're making a product, tell us what the fuck it's about.
Yeah. That's my issue.
This isn't a knock against Len or Rin here.
Yeah.
It's more just like, Krypton, please just make a decision. Because instead, you end up in a space where like it's just weird and confusing.
But they do it. You know why they do it. They do it so they please everyone. It's sort of like, oh, this character can be anything you want them to be because I don't want to commit to anything.
Oh, so they're cowards.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's like, okay, you're just killing your own self, you know?
Yeah. It is more interesting if you make a character who is a character. Like,
exactly.
The issue I run into playing JRPGs is that so often the characters are blank slate for you to project onto. It is like,
100%.
They go is like, oh, wow. Okay, yeah, well, people talk to them. And, folks, frankly, that's uninteresting. I would rather have be given a character. Mm. And so it's like the whole thing of, like, don't leave it wishy-washy. Just tell me what's up.
The issue with that is that they're reacting to events, but they're not, like, they're not having their own actions.
Yeah.
They're not acting, they're just reacting.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is, like, we're talking about, was it, like, the 6th ever Vocaloid or something like that?
That's true, yeah.
So, like, there's going to be hiccups, you know?
Oh, of course. Like, nothing's perfect.
Yeah. Other than that, I actually quite like the personalities that I've seen for them.
Me
like,
too.
Little rowdy, boisterous kids, you know?
That's how I've always seen them. I've always seen them as, like, kind of mischievous, a bit fun-loving.
Now, would you like to hear my alternative takes?
Please, take me into the edgy hole.
So, as we all know, I occasionally go onto Amino to see people's interpretations. I gave shout-outs last time. I realized that can be kind of shitty, and I didn't mean it in that way, so I'm sorry if it came across like kind of cringe culture. That's not what I was aiming for.
Yeah, like, we're running a Vocaloid podcast. Cringe culture is dead.
Yeah. But the alternative one for Len here was, he's sort of almost, I'm going to use the Killua comparison, but like, it's like the, I don't give a damn, I'm famous kind of dude, who's just sort of like laid back, but also like, man, I don't really want to be here.
See, I never got that vibe.
No, but I think it's an interesting interpretation.
I love hearing, I'm starting to like get more down with hearing people's different interpretation. I feel like beforehand I was more like, no, this is the way it has to be, which is funny. It's good for goof, yeah. But like, also it's fun hearing different interpretations, yeah, as well. Like personally, I think he's like, I could see him being nervous on stage.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Yeah. That's interesting. We have, I like the timid aspect, honestly.
Yeah.
The Rin interpretation from that same person is that Rin is melancholic, full of yearning and self-loathing. And I don't quite agree with that because Rin is 14 and I would like her to be a happy pop star.
Oh, but she is 14, though.
I would like her to be a happy pop
She's
star.
She's got to have that teen angst.
No, I'd like her to be a happy pop star is the thing.
Same, honestly.
Little men are children. I want them to be safe.
Yeah.
Overall, what do we reckon? Are we positive on this?
Like, I'm positive on my interpretations of their personality.
Yeah. I'm pretty positive on them as well. Like, they are just kids.
I think they, like, having said what we said just before, they are left just blank enough. So yeah, you can inject that bit of positivity into
yeah
them. Or angstiness, if that's your drive. Like, hey, who am I to say?
They are that blank slate. But I think there's like a sort of, what's that I'm looking for? Like there
they
is
have
a,
characteristics.
There's a naivete that comes from them that yeah I really like, right? Because they are 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
And so like a lot of their music has that kind of naivete in it.
A lot of their music does. And then you see other people who take it the entirely different way.
Well, I'm going to go into this, but I even like the creepy ones that they do because they are still like children in those creepy ones. The song I'm going to do for today for when we get to voice is Trick and Treat.
Yes.
And it is just, it is like, you're, they're children, they're evil children, but they're still children. And I kind of appreciate that. Yeah. You know?
I think they used a lot to explore that sort of like, you know, going to throw you back into English class here, but loss of innocence.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Like, so like as a character, they have some places they can go with it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I think that's positive overall then.
I think that's definitely positive.
Fuck yeah. In that case, it is time for The Voice. So first up, I'm going to play my song.
Oh, I love that show.
I'm going to be playing Trick and Treat. So that was Trick and Treat. Now, I have thoughts on Trick and Treat.
Man, it takes me back.
Okay, so Trick and Treat, I like for a number of reasons. First yeah of all, like it was shown to me back in high school by a friend. Then when I wasn't into Vocaloid.
Yeah.
Vocaloid's a new thing for me, pretty much.
Yeah.
Because of this podcast. And so this was shown to me back then. I'm like, oh yeah, this is kind of neat, but never really took it like seriously.
Yeah.
I fucking love the use of their vocals because the thing with them is that they are kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can hear that in their voices.
Yeah.
When it goes low, those voices are not strong.
Nah.
So like at the start of the song is them like being quite ominous, going like deeper, deeper, you come to the forest, blah, 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 blah. And they sound like they're kids who are trying to be all spooky. You know, when you like, you go up to like a 10-year-old and they're like, ooh, I'm so spooky. And you're like, okay, yeah, sure, dude. That's the vibe I get from that voice when it's low. And it fits perfectly. The other one, they feel like they're fucking young.
Yeah.
Like their voices match what they're meant to be. They match like the characters that they're projected as, like all that kind of stuff.
They're sort of like the creepy sort of child in like a horror movie is the vibe I get.
100%. Like yeah, that is the big vibe. But like I feel the voices reflect it well.
Oh, totally. Totally.
It's a sound bank that is like, oh, they're 14-year-olds. We're going to reflect that as best we can.
Yeah.
So even if it's not good low,
yeah,
it makes sense that it's not good low, you know?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. Like, God, that song, definitely one I listened to back in the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like, it still kind of slaps. Like, a lot of Vocaloid songs are still a lot of fun to listen
Vocaloid
to.
Vocaloid fucking slaps. This is a hot take.
People just clever with it. And like, everyone's like, oh, they're not real singers. Oh my God. And it's like, I want to have fun.
Stop being a coward. enjoy nice music.
Enjoy your robot friends. You will be the first to go in the robot uprising.
Honestly, the Vocaloids will take you down.
I'm so ready.
I think we should hear your song, though.
Oh, right. So the song I'm showing is Electric Angel.
Ooh. So tell me about your song today, Harper.
Well, my song is called Electric Angel, and it's these two called Len and Rin.
There we go, we got it.
Jesus Christ.
It's remarkably difficult.
It's remarkably, and it's just a fun little, chirpy little bop.
Yeah. You see, what I like about this is that last week, I was like, man, I wish they didn't try so much to sound like human voices.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, digitized. Yeah. And you just came in with like the most digital sounding one.
And that's why I love it. Like, I couldn't work out before why I love it. I love, like, and I'm especially realizing it, like, really recently, love, like, really digitized synthy music.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
It's a bop.
It's really good shit.
It's just, give me that crunchy synth wave shit.
Honestly, bit crush your enemies.
Bit crush my dick.
Oh, God. That seems unpleasant.
Yeah.
I really like it. There's a thing about this voice bank that I've seen from what, like, the few bits I've heard.
Mm.
Is that it's fucking flexible.
Oh, definitely.
It's like, because it is two voices, there's a flexibility that comes from it.
Yeah.
And people are using it really smartly. Like, that, they were not the most popular when they first came out.
No, they weren't.
Not as popular as Miku. Miku just took off like nothing else.
But I know.
These two have built up popularity in recent years, I'd say.
Yeah.
I say recent years. I mean, probably from like 2010 onwards.
Yeah, like after they came out, I reckon, a few later.
So it's really interesting that, like, it has worked out so well and it's now become like a dedicated thing.
Oh, definitely. Gosh, and it's... They're just good.
Yeah. I gotta say, Rin has some really nice highs to her voice.
Definitely.
I think it's a really good voice bank for that. It can do some really nice, interesting stuff.
She's like not as high as Miku, and that sort of works.
Yeah. Again, it's like a 14-year-old. They don't have range, right?
Who fucking does?
And then on top of that, like, they nailed the younger voice type is on Gurnful. And the other note I had is a question. Is Rin the more popular of the two? Because I saw a ton of Rin songs.
That's interesting. I think her voice is probably easier to work with.
That makes sense.
Like, just in general, you'll see more music that uses the higher, more feminine voices.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she's probably more popular music-wise, but I think in just general terms, they're probably both uneven.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I was just looking through the notable songs on the Vocaloid wiki, and there's a lot for Rin.
It's a lot for Rin. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Hey, it's a good voice bank. We're sounding pretty overall positive for them.
Look, I'm just going to jump the gun here and say I'm willing to put them above Kaito.
You think they're the best of all time?
I'm thinking the best of all time currently.
Yeah.
Every time we do this, it's always going to be for the mean time.
Well, I'd like to say at this moment,
Kaito
is still objectively the best vocaloid of all time, and I do need to do my power ranking. I do need to do it to the set.
Oh, okay.
We have to do this in order because I could get a system going.
Oh, yeah. We do need this particular way to rank it.
So give me 1 second. I'm just getting my coin out to flip.
Oh, you're going to flip a coin.
Heads, which means we're going to rank it again. Oh, wait, no, it's Mako. It's just Mako, isn't it?
It's just Mako.
Yeah, rank it against Mako. What do we reckon? Better than Mako?
I think Mako's one flaw was like her personality, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And like they do have a better personality.
They do.
So if we're going by the numbers, if we're going by Crunchy Boys.
And like I'll say, I think that looks more interesting than Mako.
Yeah,
Mako's,
that's true.
Mako's cute, but Mako's basic.
Very.
Whereas like Linen.
They're more digital idol looking.
Yes, they are.
Rin and Len.
Len and Rin.
Yeah.
Yeah. They fit the Vocaloid aesthetic quite a lot.
Yeah.
And while there's something to be said for like Mako being then standing out for not being the most Vocaloid,
totally. There's a lot of other Vocaloids that don't look Vocaloid.
Yeah, exactly. It suits these two really well. It's a nice style.
Yeah.
Personality wise, I think it's better.
Yeah.
Just, there's nothing problematic about it. There's nothing that's just like a little bit uncomfy.
Yeah.
Like it is all good.
It's all good.
I think voice wise, just having those two voices gives it more.
Definitely.
Like diversity and what they can do.
Like this could arguably be unfair because it's two against one.
Yeah.
But like,
I get the feeling we're going to find voice banks that are just more interesting to listen to, though.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
Or alternatively, these could be the best of all time forever. So we'll never know.
I will be shook.
Better than Mako, yeah?
Better than Mako.
That means they go against Kaito.
Okay, so what was our issue with Kaito?
There was the issue of his pervert personality.
Yeah.
His voice, I believe we had some things about.
Yeah, I don't think I liked it when it was lower.
Yeah, that's right, could Kermit.
Kermit, he Kermited.
These guys don't Kermit, from what I've heard. When they're weak, it fits what they are.
Yeah, exactly.
It makes sense.
It makes sense.
So I think in that case...
Objectively speaking, Rin and Len are the best Vocaloids.
Best Vocaloids of all time.
Yeah. Congratulations, guys. We're going to send you a gift card in the mail. It's a 50% off Boost.
That's a lie. We're not sponsored by Boost.
Nah, but they could if they wanted to.
Hey, Boost, you're not sponsoring us. Boost, I know you love Vocaloid.
That's like the most like non-correlating brand we could think of.
You make a good point.
Yeah.
And I thank you for your criticism. However, too bad.
Don't do this to me.
Okay.
I'm your partner in crime. I'm your mischievous side host.
My favorite blanket void.
Blanket void.
Blanket void. Well, so, in that case, we have our new, objectively the best Vocaloid of all time.
Len and Rin.
Woo. Congratulations.
Is there anything else we wish to discuss?
I should check who we're going to be doing next time.
Oh, yes, that will be interesting. Choose from the plethora of Vocaloids.
Well, I mean, there's an order.
Choose
from the annals of time.
Straddle your way all the way back into late 2000s, actually.
Late 2000s?
Re-enter. The 2000s.
Rin Len, I believe next is Prima.
I don't know Prima.
Let me have a look. Let me see if Prima's actually who we're doing. We are going to be doing Prima, a virtual vocalist modeled on the voice of a professional soprano opera singer.
Ooh.
So look forward to that, and we will see you next week, my friends.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.